The Burt Show.
Man, it's a big day coming up for Jackson. You only get one shot at this, bro. One shot.
Pressure's on.
Yep.
Pressure is on. So I have a very exciting milestone that I'm hitting on this engagement journey that I'm on. And that is asking the old parents for their blessing.
Aww.
I know. It's a big deal, right?
It is a big deal.
For
and
sure.
You know, just as a sidebar here for just one second, I did not do this with Stacy's parents, and I regretted it. I just felt like... I don't know, man. I just felt like, why am I doing this? Because I'm going to do it anyway. So if they say no, it just doesn't even seem authentic. It seems disingenuous. So I didn't. And years later, her dad had said to me, or maybe Stacy said to me, I can't quite recall that, you know, he had one daughter. He had one daughter, and he's only going to have one shot at this. Well, it turns out he's going to have another shot.
Little did he know.
I'm hoping he's got another shot. But I did regret that I didn't.
I mean, I'm very much looking forward to this. It's kind of like that stamp and seal of approval that you need to do before, you know, you pop the old question. And while I haven't made much headway in the ring department, that's a work in progress right now.
That's kind of important.
That's kind of the bigger piece of the puzzle. This is also, you know, a big deal. And so her parents are coming to visit in a couple weeks, and they're coming to stay for the weekend. And I figured this is like the perfect time to do this. And I think... I'm nervous, not because I think they're going to say no, but it's more, one, how do I go about doing it in a respectful way? Is it something where I, like, ask them out for breakfast or, like, for coffee? My girlfriend obviously shouldn't be there. Like, do I need to secretly do this and pull them aside?
You've definitely got to secretly do this. Like, I feel like that's the one rule. Like, obviously, other than, like, getting both the parents together and asking them, I do feel like that's the respectful thing to do now is to ask the mom and the dad. But my brother recently did this, and I don't know if I'm supposed to say what he did, but I know he did ask for permission. But I think he took them out for a meal and basically just had that conversation and said, listen, you know where this is going. You know that we're going to get married. I know we're going to do it anyway. But I think it's more of a respect thing that you're just doing it. And you're having that conversation that they're going to respect no matter what you say. They're going to be happy that you're even taking their feelings into consideration.
Is there a tweak of the definition? You're saying permission. I'm feeling like blessing feels different.
Right. I'm going with blessing. Yeah. For sure. Because I think with permission seems like a weird ass. Like, we're adults. We're making this decision on our own. This is something that we've obviously thought through. I don't necessarily need their permission and their yes. I would just love their approval, basically, and their blessing, you know? And the other part of this is I'm trying to figure out the best way for me to convey to them that from that point on, once we actually make this next step in sort of our relationship journey of being married, that they no longer necessarily need to worry about her anymore. Not to say that she's not an adult and can take care of herself, but it's more that like I'm also there as a like full on, you know, other half of someone who is going to be able to take care of her. Does that make sense?
Somewhat.
Yeah. So I think you got to show that. I see what you're saying. And so you're just saying like, hey, I'm an equal partner to your daughter. Like if she's going through tough times, I got her back. Y'all don't have to be the safety net anymore. I'm the safety net.
Exactly.
Now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So I think to do that, then I would, if I were you, when they're coming to visit, I would prepare a meal. Like you cook the meal, you mix the cocktails. If you want to show that you can take care of her, then you got to step up like that. And then I would arrange for your girlfriend's friends to take her out for drinks. And then you like have a prepared meal, or you can take them out to a restaurant if you really wanted to with her parents and ask, or even cocktails. Maybe you do a mixology thing and you make them really nice cocktails, find out what their favorites are. Then your girlfriend comes back from her drinks. But while she's gone, you ask her parents for their blessing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think that's actually brilliant because you can actually cook. And so, like, I think that's a part of you saying, like, right? Like, I don't think you actually say, like, I got it from here. I know that's not what you're trying to say, but like, you find a different way to say that. You know, like, I love your daughter as much as you love your daughter, and she's good. And I think that's a part of it. Like, show them what your daughter is getting by marrying you. And I think that's a great way to do it and asking for their blessing.
You know, I see. We don't have time right here, but in a couple of minutes when we come back, this would be way more fun. Worst case scenario. So you go to them and you ask for her hand in marriage. right? And they go, no, I don't think it's going to work, man. We're really not into it. I would like to take calls from people that have had their men have that happen to.
Oh, can you imagine if you had a restaurant? Like, well, you got to finish this meal.
Hey, The Bird Show.